Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, are you traveling this summer? There's a new best time to buy your airline ticket. Find out what's bringing these A-list celebrities together. And this may just be the best photobomb ever. Car thieves are going high tech. Now they can steal your car by hacking into the wireless signal sent out by your key fob. But it turns out there's a simple low-tech solution to thwart the thieves and protect your vehicle. Wrap your key fob in tin foil. The foil blocks the key fob's wireless signal and prevents hackers from intercepting it. If you're willing to spend a little more money, you can buy yourself a Faraday bag. It's basically a phone case, but for your key fob. It's a pouch that has fabric on the outside, but tin foil on the inside. And when you're home at night, cybersecurity experts recommend storing your key fob in a metal can wrapped with tin foil. This will keep your car safe when it's parked outside of your home. In the meantime, maybe car companies should manufacture key fobs that aren't so vulnerable to hacking. Now, there's an idea. Let's go to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange now for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, I hear competition is heating up between two tech giants.
That's right, Kristen. Microsoft is taking on the iPad with a new tablet. The Surface Go has a 10-inch screen, integrated kickstand, and a front-facing camera with facial recognition. It starts at $399, making it the company's cheapest model yet. Parents are borrowing even more to pay for their kids' college, according to a new report. This despite slower growth in debt among students receiving bachelor's degrees. Experts worry that parents risk heading towards retirement with thousands of dollars in debt and few options for paying it off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is back in positive territory for 2018. This despite heightened trade tensions. Investors are focused on strong jobs report for June and the upcoming earnings season. In fact, all the major averages are in the green.
That's great news. So what companies are behind the surge?
This rally is being powered by gains in Caterpillar and Boeing. Some of the Dow winners this year are big names in technology, such as Microsoft and Apple.
Well, let's hope they keep on winning. Thanks, Nicole. Now to some great news. All 12 of the young soccer players and their coach have been successfully rescued by the Thai Navy SEALs from the flooded cave in Thailand. After 18 days in the cave, the boys ages 12 to 16 will remain in the hospital for at least 7 days for treatment. And Drake has just successfully shattered a Billboard record previously held by the Beatles. He currently has 7 singles dominating the Billboard top 10. The Beatles held the record with 5 for the last 54 years. And Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, Kate Middleton, and Prince William joined the Queen and Prince Charles to honor the 100th birthday of the Royal Air Force. Despite still being on maternity leave, Kate attended the event after having taken over as honorary Air Commandant of the Air Cadets in 2015. Now, talk about the perfect timing. It looks like this beluga whale thought little Isabel was a snack. Her parents, Sarah and Dave Lamb, snapped the viral photos at the Mystic Aquarium in Connecticut, nabbing the perfect mix of funny and adorable. Well, summer is here and temperatures are rising. That could actually lead to your phone suffering from heat damage. You may not realize it, but extreme heat can cause data loss, slow down your phone, or damage your battery. So here are some tips experts have to keep your phone cool and your data safe. First, don't keep your phone in your pocket all day. Your natural body heat will prevent it from cooling down quickly. Second, put your phone on airplane mode occasionally. This will help it cool down because it will stop using processor-intensive apps like games. And while a case may protect your phone, it may also trap the heat, so remove the case if you feel your phone getting warm. Follow these tips and you can focus on enjoying your day in the sun instead of worrying about your phone. A team of scientists found that seeing the same doctor over time may lead to better care and could even save lives. So here with us is our favorite doctor, Suzanne Gilbert-Glenn.
Thanks Hi, for coming. Kristen.
Hello. So I found this very interesting. What's the big takeaway, in your opinion, from
this
study?
Well, it's a really, really powerful study, actually. It was a combination of 22 different studies. So we call this a meta-analysis. When we combine the data, it looked at 9 different countries. And it's really, actually, for those of us who practice, it's not surprising, but it's wonderful to have the evidence to support this idea that people get better care and have better outcomes, including mortality, life and death, if they have the same doctor for a number of years. Okay. They have that relationship established.
And is it because of the relationship? You know, they feel more comfortable communicating?
Yeah.
Or what is it?
Yeah, a lot of it is related to communication, exactly. I mean, I think if you think about your own relationships or your own experiences in the healthcare system, when you know somebody over a number of years, it's better for the patient. You don't have to be re-explaining your story over and over and over and spending all that time on that. For us, we know you. We know what the situation is. We're going to be more likely to notice subtle changes, be able to ask deeper questions. There's a level of trust. It turns out patient satisfaction is higher, the communication levels are better, and adherence to medical advice is also better.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of what I do in medicine is energy between us. It's the relationship.
It totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to communicating, I mean, for someone watching, is there an easy way to just better communicate with their doctor?
Well, I mean, this also speaks to this study, because I think if you have trust in your doctor, you're a lot more likely to bring up sensitive, you know, situations and difficult questions. But if you've got something important or something even that you think is minor that you have a question about, you must ask for help.
Get it all out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doctor, thank you so much. Great information, as always.
Thanks.
And you are our favorite doctor.
Aww.
All right, moving on now. This week, the president announced his next pick for the Supreme Court.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Brett Kavanaugh was nominated to fill the opening on the court created when Justice Anthony Kennedy announced his retirement. As a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, Kavanaugh has been applauded by conservatives. Last year, he disagreed with an opinion that an undocumented immigrant in U.S. custody was entitled to seek an abortion. He's argued against the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and limits on greenhouse gases passed by the EPA. Those positions could mean a fight over his nomination in the Senate, where many Democrats plan to vote against Kavanaugh. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said, "I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have." Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called the judge a superb choice.
A judge must be independent and must interpret the law, not make the law.
Kavanaugh is meeting with senators in D.C. this week with a vote planned for later this year. Well, England plays Croatia in the World Cup semifinal on Wednesday, and they'll have the support of a special newborn. England player Fabian Delph went home to be with his pregnant wife while his teammates played Colombia last week. The two watched the exciting match together, and it ended up going into penalty kicks. The winner moved on, the loser went home. Well, England was able to pull out the win with the help of a big save by the team's goalie. And then Delph's wife gave birth to a healthy baby girl shortly after the game finished. Delph said she was diving around while watching the game, and the excitement is what sent her into labor. He called the birth of his daughter the best day of his life, but now says he's focused on helping England win the World Cup. Now is the perfect time of the year to plant a garden, but you'd never expect to see a garden pop up in one unusual location. Mike Derrick from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us now with more. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, we have a beautiful city hall. The building's been around for over 100 years. And across the street now, in busy downtown Philadelphia, is a vegetable garden. What they want to do is bring awareness to the hunger situation, not only in Philadelphia, but most cities around the country. Plus, teaching people how to grow their own vegetables. The main reason this garden started was to remind everybody about the thousands of pounds of restaurant food that goes to waste every day.
So, Mike, what are they doing with all the food that's grown in the garden?
Oh. Well, the vegetables that they will harvest here in Philadelphia will go to local food banks. So, good thing.
Wow, that's amazing. Thanks, Mike. Well, Jay-Z and Beyonce released a surprise joint album last month. And now the two will be a couple of the star-studded musicians and entertainers that will perform at a concert to honor Nelson Mandela. The event to celebrate the anti-apartheid hero is called Mandela 100 and will be in South Africa in December. Mandela was born 100 years ago this year. His fight for equality in South Africa led him to be jailed for 27 years. After his release, he served as president of the country from 1994 to 1999. He died in 2013. Some of the other musicians scheduled to perform are Chris Martin, Ed Sheeran, and Pharrell Williams. Oprah Winfrey will also deliver a keynote speech on Mandela's teachings. The group organizing the event says it's a celebration to honor Mandela's lifelong dedication to rally people and use their voices to speak for the more marginalized people. Well, here's something to consider. There's a really good chance you're not washing your hands right, and that could cause you to get sick. The USDA conducted a recent study and found 97% of the people didn't take the right steps, which means they may not have removed all the bacteria from their skin. The steps you should follow include wetting your hands, using soap, and lathering well. And you should lather with the soap for about 20 seconds. That's the step most people didn't do correctly. Then rinse your hands and use a clean towel to dry them. You should then use that same towel to turn the faucet off. If you don't have soap and water, you can use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer like Purell. But the CDC says it's not as effective as washing your hands. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 2 Detroit, volunteers gathered to feed more than 1,000 homeless people through the initiative #LunchBagDetroit. Participants got together in a school gym to pack lunches in brown bags as music played and people danced. They even wrote inspirational messages on the lunch bags. Then the volunteers dispersed throughout Detroit to areas where the homeless population is high to deliver the lunches. In our second story from Fox 26 Houston, in the United States, an average of 37 children die every year from being left in a hot car, and July is often the deadliest month. But the Houston County Sheriff's Office is trying to do something about this. They're handing out door hangers provided by the safety awareness group Got Child, Inc., and recommending parents leave something in the back seat, like a phone or a wallet, to make sure they look behind them before leaving their car. And in our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, one middle school principal undertook an unconventional strategy to reduce violence amongst her students. Principal Stephanie Andrew Levitch made a promise to her eighth grade students. If they could make it through the entire school year without fighting, she would pay them $100. Not only that, but they would also open a checking account and get financial literacy training. And it turns out money is a good motivator. She says that over the previous 2 years, 50% of the eighth grade class was suspended for fighting, but now that number has dropped to less than 6%. A new app could help answer a question every parent has asked. Why is my baby crying? ChatterBaby is a smartphone app that makes a 5-second recording of a child's cries. It analyzes 6,000 characteristics of the sound and then compares them to a database of audio samples. The app can then tell parents if their baby is hungry, in pain, or just fussy. Parents can also tell the app if it guessed right and submit information about specific sounds, like if their baby has an ear infection. The makers of ChatterBaby say it's accurate about 90% of the time. It was developed by a statistician at University of California, Los Angeles, who's also a mother of four. She said when she became a parent, "I felt like an idiot because I couldn't understand what my baby needed." Critics say ChatterBaby could lead some parents to rely too much on their smartphones, but the app also has another benefit to help parents who are hearing impaired better respond to their crying baby. The app is now available for iPhone and Android. Well, we're now in the dog days of summer, and that can be dangerous for your dog. The hot temperatures may make for a fun trip to the beach, but you should take extra precaution to make sure your pet doesn't overheat. That includes exercising your pets during the cooler parts of the day, and also keeping them on grass because asphalt can get very hot and burn their paws. If you keep your pets outside, make sure they have a shaded area and plenty of water. It's helpful to drop some ice cubes in the water bowl to make sure the water stays cool, and always look for signs of heat stroke. This includes heavy panting, disorientation, or excessive water consumption. If you notice these symptoms, move your pet to a cooler place and apply cold towels to their head, neck, and chest. And don't take any chances. If your pet shows signs of physical distress, go to the vet immediately. Well, here's an interesting story. Vaping may not help cigarette smokers looking to quit. This week, researchers at Georgia State University announced that smokers who didn't use e-cigarettes were more than twice as likely to quit as those who vaped. More than 90% of smokers who also vaped were still smoking a year after the study began. Makers of e-cigarettes and other vaping tools have often said the products help smokers quit. But research has been divided. Some papers have found vaping makes it easier to stop using regular tobacco products, while others found no difference at all. The lead author of the new study said these products have not been fulfilling the public health promise of helping people in the U.S. quit smoking. One possible reason is that the vaping devices in the study may not have given smokers as much nicotine as they were used to getting from cigarettes. The study's authors hope that changing the design or marketing of vaping products will make them more effective for those looking to quit. A new app could make it possible to own a vintage car, or at least to share in one. Rally Road is an iPhone app that lets users invest in classic cars, much like they would buy stocks or bonds. Users create an account and browse the available cars to see if they want to buy a share. A stake in a 1983 Ferrari 512 will cost about $175 on the app. Buying the same car to own would cost about $300,000. Users can also own a piece of a 1977 Lotus Esprit that cost about $77,000. A 1993 Jaguar XJ220 costs about $495,000. The cars are always for sale, with Rally Road watching the market to see when they can sell cars for a profit. The money gets distributed among investors. The classic car insurance company Hagerty says many collectible cars have delivered returns of 300% or more over the last decade. Rally Road is predicting that number could go even higher. Travelers looking for a deal on airfare should buy early, but not too early. That's according to CheapAir.com. Recently, the company studied over 917 million airfares for more than 3 million trips to see when flyers got the best price. Last year, travelers on domestic flights got the best fares when they bought an average of 70 days before departure. It's an increase from the year before, when the best deals were 54 days before takeoff. The researchers also found that buying on different days of the week made almost no difference. Time of year made a bigger difference. Summer trips were cheapest when purchased just 47 days out. Fall trips were cheapest at 69 days in advance. 62 days was the magic number for winter. Spring trips need the most planning for a good deal, about 90 days, possibly because spring break drives up prices. The survey found that buying too soon or too late will cost you more. The difference between the best and worst price for a fare was about $260. America's love of SUVs is responsible for a growing increase in the number of pedestrian deaths. Data compiled in an investigation by the Detroit Free Press and USA Today shows that SUVs are the leading cause of pedestrian death nationwide, a stat that is up 46% since 2009. According to their investigation, federal safety regulators have known for years that SUVs are at least twice as likely as cars to kill walkers, joggers, and children they hit. As of 2014, the sale of SUVs surpassed the sale of sedans in the United States. Cities in the industrial heartland like Detroit and warm weather locations like Miami and San Bernardino, California, tend to have higher rates of pedestrian fatalities. Some cities have started upgrading the infrastructure to make streets safer for pedestrians, but pedestrian responsibility plays a role too, with the distraction of texting or talking on cell phones up in recent years. While some therapists are turning to robots to help children with autism distinguish between emotions, and in turn, scientists at MIT are using artificial intelligence to make sure these robots have a better understanding of the kids they're working with. One postdoc at the MIT Media Lab says the long-term goal is not to create robots that will replace human therapists, but to augment them with key information that the therapist can use to personalize the therapy content and also make more engaging and naturalistic interactions between the robots and children with autism. Using a robot called Neo, an algorithm is determined based on video of each child's facial expressions, head and body movements, audio recordings, heart rate, body temperature, etc., from a monitor on the child's wrist. Health experts then use the reactions to help code and create personalized framework for each child. Researchers believe this gives the children a greater sense of interaction than a one-size-fits-all approach. Canadians are bringing their home movie nights to a whole new level. Theater giant Cineplex has teamed up with Uber Eats so residents in Canada can now get movie concession snacks like popcorn, hot dogs, nachos, and candy delivered right to their home from 60 theaters nationwide. Cineplex CEO Ellis Jacobs said Cineplex has a long history of investing in innovation, and today we are extending that approach beyond the walls of our theaters and into our guests' living rooms. Along with individual items, the service will offer combos like the Cineplex Movie Night In. For $28.99, you can get one Cineplex Store HD movie rental, two medium popcorns, two medium candies, and two medium drinks. I'm just wondering how long until our neighbors to the north share the love and we get something like that in the U.S. And that wraps up our show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. After the recent E. coli outbreak from romaine lettuce, a team of scientists has a new way to find unsafe foods. Plus, you could have all your student loans paid off by competing on a new game show. And the unbelievable story of three identical strangers who were separated at birth. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.